This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
My name is Sadaf Majid and I am interviewing Luz Milka Hidalgo in Bryant Park on March 17, 2020. Do you give me permission to record this oral history?
Yes, I give you permission.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in the Dominican Republic, but I came here 4 years ago.
Why did you leave your country of origin?
I left my country because of the American dream. Everybody hears about the American dream, so my mom decided to come here to seek better opportunities and a better education for me.
What did your friends and family say when you told them you were leaving?
They were crying. But the thing is that my dad didn't know that I was coming here. So he was like acting normal until he knew I was staying here in this country.
Why didn't he know you were coming here?
Because my mom didn't want to let him know that she was traveling to stay here, because otherwise he was gonna let me stay in my country. And
okay, what do you miss about your country of origin?
I miss the people, even the tradition. Because there, everybody's like happy, everybody's friendly, and yeah, it was my country. I lived there like my entire life, so that's...
What were your expectations of the United States?
Before coming here, my expectations were like... I was excited to come here because everybody was like, oh, you should travel there. There's like so much opportunity there. The food, new people, you can get to meet like... So here you can get to meet people from a lot of country, things that you don't see in your own country.
How did New York City meet and fail to meet your expectations?
I thought in this country was like very easy to get money and everything was easy until I stayed living here. I noticed everything was hard and more for an immigrant coming to this, to a new country like this.
How was it hard?
It was hard because, as I say, it was hard because when I came here with my mom, she didn't find like a job easily. Then after 2 months, she found a job in New Jersey as a housekeeper, and it was easy. Like she wasn't getting paid that much money because she didn't have documents paper.
Tell me about your journey to New York and Till. Did it go according to plan?
Before going to the airplane, I was very excited, but then I was scared because that was my first time traveling and it didn't go according to the plans.
How were you received upon arriving in your neighborhood specifically and the United States more generally?
When I came here, the neighborhood was very friendly with me because my family lived there, and even there were like a lot of Dominicans there, so I felt like I was in home.
How did you adjust to a new language and or culture in New York City?
The process was very difficult. Like, for example, for me, I didn't know how to speak English. I didn't even know how to say mom in English online, but even when I went to school for the first time, it was difficult because I didn't understand the students. But then I transferred to a international high school, so it was very useful for me. Still, it affected me in a way that all the students speak their like Spanish, so now it's difficult for me like to talk English, but I try my best.
So you were more comfortable in that high school because everybody else spoke in Spanish?
Yeah, and not only because of that, also because as me, they were coming like from the Dominican Republic. There were a lot of students that I could relate to, and I felt comfortable and supported because I was like getting to a lot at that time, but in my high school I found like the support that I needed as an immigrant student coming to a new country.
What opportunities were available to you upon your arrival in New York?
Winning scholarships for immigrants, also being part of programs in my high school.
Okay. What opportunities were you denied because you were an immigrant?
So because I was undocumented, there were like a lot of scholarships that I could apply to. And also at first, like when thinking about college, I didn't know I was going to be able to attend college because I wasn't receiving like scholarships because I was undocumented.
Where have you lived in New York City and why?
I have lived in a lot of places in the Bronx because coming here is not easy, as I said before. So I had to stop living with my mom. She had to move to New Jersey. So I started living with my uncle. Then my sister came to this country and I started living with her. I spent living with her like 1 year. Then I had to move back and live with my uncle again. And then I started living with my mom.
What was the hardest part about your move to New York City?
The hardest part was leaving my dad and my siblings. Like, it was very difficult. I was very close to my dad and I didn't have him here when I came here.
Do you live with your dad now?
No, I don't live with him.
You have contact with him?
Yeah. He came to this country like a year ago, so yeah.
What's your favorite part about living in New York?
What I like about living in New York is like the places that I can visit and the people that are around me.
Do you ever feel like you have to hide the fact that you're an immigrant?
No, because I'm proud of my heritage and all the things that I have become as an immigrant in this country.
How long have you lived in this country?
4 years.
How has your culture been impacted since you've been here?
In my country, I used to go to church. But when I came here, I've stopped going to church. Like, I don't know why.
You don't know why? Are there churches around your house, maybe?
Yeah, they are, but
you're just too lazy to go?
Yeah.
That's okay. Why did you come to the U.S. instead of another country?
Because my family have traveled here since 1994. And that's the only country that they know, like.
So you already had family living here, so that's why?
Yes.
Okay. Do you How does your family remain connected to their family in Dominican Republic?
We try to maintain contact with them because, for example, my grandma lived there, so my mother tried to communicate with them as much as we can. And even we try to eat like the same food that we used to eat in our country. We try to maintain our culture because that's something that defines us as people.
Is the clothing the same? Do you maybe wear the same clothing?
Yeah, we always dress as we want. Like, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Tell me about your path to citizenship.
It has been like a little difficult. For example, I still undocumented. I'm still waiting for my green card to come, and I don't know how the process is gonna be. I don't know if I'm gonna have to go back to my country. If I'm gonna receive the green card, like, I don't know. However, it was hard, like, the process of getting, like, green card, because, for example, my family, we don't have, like, a lot of money, and it costs a lot to apply for a green card.
If you don't get your green card, would you remain here, or do you want to go back to the Dominican Republic?
Honestly, I don't feel myself living in my country again. Like, here, there's like a lot of opportunities that are difficult to get in my country. For example, even if you get like education in my country, even if you are a professional, it's difficult for you to find a job.
So you don't want to go back to your country because you won't be able to find a job?
Yeah, and even like the environment, I don't know if I'm gonna get used to it again.
But would you go back for a visit?
Yeah, of course. I love my country.
What would you change about the current U.S. immigration system?
What I will change is like the opportunities that are offered to immigrants, to undocumented people. For example, when my mom came here, she was like a housekeeper, so she didn't get like paid that much, even though she had to work like more hours than supposed. And also, I think undocumented people should get healthcare, because that's something that we are humans, and we don't. And the money that undocumented people get paid doesn't allow them to pay for insurance. So it's hard for them to get treated when they are hurt.
Is the education in the Dominican Republic any different from the education over here?
Yeah, it is very different. Like, for example, here we use like a lot of technology to do our work. But in the Dominican Republic, we use like mostly books and stuff like that. And even the education is not the same. Like, here you can to learn like new things that in my country, for example, the students don't even like imagine how different it is. And also, there is more subjects available here than in my country. But also, like, in my country, for example, if you want to be, like, a doctor, it takes you more time. So that's why, like, for example, a lot of people move to DR to become a doctor, because it takes them less years.
How has your reception in your neighborhood and in the United States more generally changed over time?
Even though I haven't lived here in that long, people are very welcoming, and that's something that I have seen to my experience living here.
How have they been welcoming?
Since there are more immigrants coming into this country, people are very welcoming because we are immigrants, so we know how to treat each other.
Have you experienced any racism since you've come to the U.S.?
So when I came here and I was on my way to school, I was in the bus, so I didn't know how to speak English. So a black woman told me, "Oh, can you please move? Please." But I didn't understand her, and I asked her like in Spanish, and she pushed me out of the way.
How did you feel after that?
I felt scared. I didn't know what to do because I was like only 13 years old, and I didn't know what to say. But I didn't know, I just say sorry, but I say sorry for something that I didn't for somebody that just pushed me. I said sorry, and she was like yelling at me.
Could you tell me a story about where you grew up?
Yeah. When I was little, in my country, we celebrate on Christmas, we celebrate aguinaldo. That's like part of a Dominican tradition. That means for example, we reunite together at 4 a.m. in the morning. We spend time together with people, we pray, we sing, we eat food. That's something that is gonna always stay in my memory because I don't know when I'm gonna experience it again. So I remember we used to drink tea and eat cookie, and we will just talk for hours and then dance and dance and dance until it was over.
Do you still celebrate that over here?
No.
Why not?
Because even though there is a lot of Dominicans here, it's kind of we forget about our traditional culture sometimes. For example, me, I have cousins and that live here, that were born here, and they don't know about that. They don't know how to keep that culture, so that's why we don't celebrate it here.
Would you celebrate it in the future when you're older?
To be honest, I don't know if people keep celebrating it, but I wish I could celebrate it in the future.
When you were living in the Dominican Republic, would they teach you English at the schools?
Yeah, they will teach me English, but as a student, I didn't take it seriously because I didn't know I was gonna come to this country. But if I go back, I will study really hard and take it seriously.
How has the politics of the last decade impacted your experience as an immigrant in the United States?
It hasn't impacted me a lot, but it impacted a member of a family. For example, I have a member of family that is undocumented too, and she was for example, even though she could apply to DACA, she applied to DACA, but Donald Trump ended the DACA program. For example, my cousin, she was very sad because an opportunity was taken away from her, and she didn't know where to start again, what other a scholarship applied to, because there is not a lot of scholarship that undocumented student can apply to.
What don't you miss about the Dominican Republic?
What I don't miss about my country is, like, for example, when I was in my country, you need to, like, dress nice, because people will criticize you. But here, I feel free. I can be whoever I want. I can dress in the way I want.
Thank you for sitting with me and answering my questions. Did I miss anything?
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.